It is time for Arts Live and Local here on Coast Community Radio. Today is December 1st, 2017. December 1st since, I believe, 1988 perhaps, has been known as World AIDS Day. As a matter of fact, I heard an excellent broadcast on Fresh Air, broadcast here on KMUN at noon. It will be on again at 7 o'clock on KCPB 90.1. And it was with Cleve Jones, who talked about the background and who's got a book called When We Rise, which sounds like it would be excellent for getting some idea of what's going on in this country and in this world. So I want to dedicate this show to all of those who have been affected by HIV and AIDS in our community, in our country, in our world, and to all of the families and friends as well. Si se puede.
Patchwork of thousands of precious names. There must be someone that you know. Woven together in a quilted frame. Names the loved ones won't let go. And I know that my name could be there, and I feel the pain and the fear. And as human love and passions do not make us all the same, we are counted not as numbers but as names. Grieve for the lovers and the families, and I pray they'll meet again someday. But until that time, I will carry the flame. As the numbers grow, we'll not forget their names. And I know that my name could be there, and I feel pain and the fear. And as human love and passions do not make us all the same, we are counted not as numbers but as names. A lover, a carpenter, a father, a friend, a sister, minister, a mom. Each quilted piece holds a memory. Each memory helps us to go on. And I know that my name could be there, and I feel pain and the fear. And as human love and passions do not make us all the same, we are counted not as numbers but as names. And as human love and passions do not make us all the same, we are counted not as numbers but as names.
Thanks to Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser, who have been right here in Astoria for the Tenor Guitar Gathering in past years. Marcy a couple of times, who have put out a lot of music together, including children's music that Debbie plays on Skinnamarink. Also, in addition to its being the first day of December, the first day of the last month of the year, it's also a time when many, many people, organizations, groups are celebrating holidays and raising funds for all kinds of reasons, funds that, of course, are needed all year round, but perhaps at this season, people are feeling more generous or thoughtful, or perhaps it's the end of the year and you're thinking of your taxes. Whatever it is, we do invite you to take advantage. And I'm going to focus on the arts that are happening, celebrating this time of year. So my first guest is, it's Betty Lou Krause. Haven't I seen you somewhere before, like right here on Coast Community Radio?
Right here, not long ago.
Betty Lou is wearing a different hat today, except that she's not wearing a hat at all. Next time you'll have to wear a hat. Because last time she was here was as a visual artist, and there was a very successful Peninsula Arts Association studio tour in Washington Peninsula. But today she is here as a music maker with the a singer from the Bayside Singers. And they have a couple of concerts coming up. So tell us what's happening. And tell us, who are the Bayside Singers?
Well, the Bayside Singers are pretty amazing. They started in 2009 with six women. We have 40 voices now, and our fabulous director, Barbara Polshock, and the amazing Barbara Bate accompanying us. We're going strong, and we're going to do two concerts the next two Saturdays.
Okay, and I see that the first one is that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
At 2 p.m., so that's an afternoon concert at the Chinook Event Center. Pray tell, what is that?
Oh, it's a beautiful venue. That's the old school. Okay. They remodeled it, and it's in what was the gymnasium.
The,
it's
the
now
building
called
the Event Center. Behind the front.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's on the, what is that, the east side of the highway, right in Chinook. And if you just keep looking, you can't miss it.
It's very well marked.
They did a splendid job on that space. I love the way the stage is kind of hanging in space, because you know it's up on a stage sort of, but it looks like it's an independent building. So that's tomorrow at 2 p.m. And then the next one is the following Saturday. Oh, also 2 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. At Ocean Park Lutheran Church.
That's on U Street.
Okay. And Ocean Park is towards the top of the peninsula, the northern part, and as I said, top, and Chinook is the southern part. So what are you going to be doing?
Well, we have quite a combination. There are solos, there's duets, there's a little trio. Some of it are folk songs. We've got four carols by Alfred Burt. So it's a combination of holiday music and folk music and a few original compositions by our director, Barbara Polshock.
Whoa, she's been making music for a long time.
She's an incredible musician, and we feel so fortunate to
And I think
have her.
I think we need to wish her a happy birthday. Is that what I
we
understand?
We do need to wish her a happy birthday. Her birthday's in 2 days, and she's going to be... Gosh, will she be upset?
No, I think she'll be thrilled for everybody to know that this beautiful, vibrant, productive woman is
91 years old.
Right. A real real model to follow. I think she and her husband originally, Norman Polshock, were making music, and he died quite a while. I never knew him.
I don't remember what year he died, but he's been gone for quite a while. She's had her children kind of in and out of Ocean Park. Her daughter lived here for a little while, and her son's coming to hear the concert on the 9th, so we are doing a special...
dedication?
A special sonnet that she's written for him.
Oh, very sweet.
Well, she's written. We're particularly doing it for him.
Barbara Polshuk was also commissioned by the North Coast Chorale a few years ago to write some music, and I'm in that group, and we sang some of her music, too. So she's definitely still going. And are all of the folks, I'm looking here, no longer just women. You've got women and men in the group.
Oh, we've got about 40 people now, and it's pretty evenly divided, about 20 women and 20 men.
I have a question. Do you have any youngish people in the group? like 40 or under?
I can't think of anyone who's under 40 in our group.
Yeah. They all know what they're doing.
That
means they all know what they're doing. That's all I have to say about that.
It's a very experienced choir. It's possible, but because we practice on Tuesday afternoons, it's hard for people who are working or in school.
Right, right. Okay, so the Bayside Singers and... Now, I heard about this trio. What's the story on the... My favorite part. I've never heard them sing, but my favorite part is the name of the trio, which is Oyster Crackers.
Yeah, the Oyster Crackers, we've only been around, maybe 6 or 7 months now. But it's a mostly a cappella trio of myself and Rita Smith and Crystal Mack.
Nice.
And we do a lot of... folk songs, and we're learning more all the time, and we just love doing it. So we're going to do one piece, but only at the Ocean Park concert on the 9th.
Okay. Does Crystal Mack sing with the Bayside Singers?
Yeah, Crystal sings with us.
Well, she's almost young.
Well, yeah, she
I've known
is.
Her since she moved to this part of the world, so we'll count
She's
her.
Young.
So tell me why, if you've been singing, and I know you used to sing with the North Coast Chorale, that's how we met ages ago. Why would you choose, the three of you, choose to create yet another group? What's the advantage of a trio, a cappella, et cetera? Why? Just curious.
It's challenging, and we get to pick the music. So we're really inspired by Misty River Band.
Yes.
They sang some beautiful things. We sing some of their pieces, and the Waylon Jennies, a Canadian group that you might know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just love to sing. We're starting to add some instruments as well. We have several amongst three of us that we can play.
So the dynamics, singing with three people versus singing with a whole group makes a difference.
It does. And we get to choose exactly what appeals to us.
Yeah, yeah. I love the idea of Not the idea. I love what goes on around here, is bands just suddenly appear and borrow or extract someone from this group to that group. It happens a lot in this part of our, maybe partly because we're so isolated. And when I say this part, I mean Washington and Oregon. We mix and match everybody around here because we're just across the river versus Portland or Longview even. So
when I lived in Colorado, we called them salad bands.
I like it. Yeah, yeah, it's good. A lot of salad bands with delicious dressing.
Absolutely.
So, wonderful. Okay, so folks, here you go. Now, I hope you've got a calendar out there, people. That would be a big empty sheet of paper rather than little boxes, because there is so much going on in our area that it would be good for you to jot it down, put the time and the place, and then you can see how to weave your schedule together to take advantage of all these wonderful offerings. Does Bayside Singers do a number of concerts throughout the year or what?
We do these holiday concerts. We do a shorter concert for Golden Sands. That's the assisted living up there. And we're part of a program at the Oysterville Church on the 17th. And then we do concerts in the spring as well.
Okay, you do, other than just December. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, Betty Lou Krause from the Bayside Singers again tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Chinook Events Center. And then the following Saturday, December 9th at 2 p.m., Ocean Park Lutheran Church. directed by Barbara Polshuk and accompanied by Barbara Bate. Thanks so much for coming in. Is this a B group, Barbara, and
it's
Betty
the Barbaras.
Lou at the Bayside Singers? Oh, boy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay. And I also have a guest here who is in a different genre of the arts. Well, not really. She is a musician as well and a singer extraordinaire, but she's here today to mostly talk about the Liberty Theatre Readers presentation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Perhaps you've heard of it, A Christmas Carol. Uh-huh. I love the fact that in our little community, I mean right here in Astoria and Cannon Beach, there are three productions of A Christmas Carol going on, and they are so totally different.
Totally different.
Totally different. And then I noticed that in Portland, the Playhouse is offering, it looks like, an opera version of A Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. And I will just put in a plug. I am planning to see the one that my guest, Dita De Angelis, is going to talk about. But I also did see the Coaster Theater's production, and which is a musical, and I was thoroughly delighted, and that is tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in Cannon Beach, and you can check them all out. And speaking of A Christmas Carol, the Astor Street Opry Company opens tonight with their holiday TV special version of A Christmas Carol, Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Playhouse. So, Dita.
Yes.
Exciting. Come a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
And welcome to Clatsop Coast Community Radio.
Thank you very much. And it's very nice to be here.
You've been here before, but not on this show?
No, I think I did the Rainbow Show with Marco that he does.
Okay, that would be the Wednesday night musical show.
Yes.
And, that means you're a virgin on my show.
Oh, I'm a virgin on this show.
Yeah,
I was.
You're not anymore.
That's right.
Okay, you're fully a member. So, this production, I know very little about. I read something about A Christmas Carol in prose, and it's an adaptation by Seneschal Incavo, who is the director, mm-hmm. and we mostly call him Sen.
Yes.
And he runs the box office.
Very talented
as well.
Man.
Very talented. So what is this?
Well, last year we did it for the very first time.
Oh.
And what we're doing is on a Wednesday, Thursday, and then the following Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This year it'll be December 6th and 7th, and then December 13th, 14th, and 15th.
So you added
up in the McTavish Room. We
did. Added a Friday night.
We did. By the time we got done with last year with our production, we had a full house. And so we decided to carry this on as a tradition each year, hopefully adding a little bit to it each year to make it that much more wanting to come and see something just a little bit different, perhaps move it down to the Big Liberty Theater here eventually. Readers Theaters are keeping that McTavish Room running. Also, it's really nice to see the lights on and things happening at the Liberty Theater lately, and that's what is happening up there. So Sen and I stand in front with the music stands and simply read our Christmas Carol. I play several characters, and of course, Sen would be screwed. Scrooge, as he likes to play most of the year. And so then we have a quartet behind us that's singing the Christmas music. And then they also do a lot of the sound effects, which we have going on during it. I like to explain it more like looking at a radio show happening, for instance.
Oh, wow.
So the quartet behind us and also a violin player and a clarinet will be playing.
Oh.
And we've also tapped on the ballet school up there.
Oh,
and gotten
God.
Two ballet dancers to come and dance through our set.
Wait a second.
So,
this is no longer sounding like
no
Reader's
longer,
Theater.
That's right.
And with you two highly professional actors, it's not the fact that you need your scripts either.
Right.
But
it's neat to have stuff running around
absolutely.
Us. Absolutely.
So who are, so you've got the ballet from the Astoria School of Ballet, which is housed at the Liberty
Correct.
Theater.
Yes.
By the way, folks, the Liberty Theater is on 12th and Commercial, and you can go online, libertyastoria.org. You don't need to know how to spell theater.
Also on Facebook. If you keep up on Facebook, a lot of the productions will be placed
there. Okay. Yeah. That's beyond me. Mm-hmm. And the number there is 503-325-5922. And just follow the commands. If you have any questions or you want to get your tickets that way. Now that you mentioned the violin and clarinet, I do remember that was all there was last year,
yes,
wasn't there?
Yes.
And that would be the Crockett Clan?
Yes,
is that correct? Yes.
Absolutely. Yep, they're always at our call, yes. So we love to have them there for sure.
And who are the singers? Where are you getting them?
We are getting them from local. In fact, let's see, we have Stacy Brown, who comes from Astor Street Opera Company.
Right.
Also, we have Neil, the drummer. I'm sorry, I don't know his last name. He's giggling his butt off right now. We have a couple other singers, Amanda Noyes, which is part of our Q Center Choir. And she also plays the violin, not in this show, but we have so much talent in this town.
Absolutely.
And so the quartet behind us is going to be, we sing along with them a little bit, but it's really neat the way that Sen sets up the McTavish Room to look so Christmassy in that.
I can't imagine you not singing if there's music happening.
True.
Sen also sings.
He does, absolutely.
When you came to town, when was that, Dita?
I got here in 2007. I've been here 10 years
now. Oh, has it been 10
years? It's been 10 years.
Yeah. Well, you did a, what's that called? Like when a store opens slowly instead of just coming and taking over the world. Now you have pretty much taken over the world because you're emceeing all over the place. You're a fabulous presenter. And so it enlivens, but your voice is just extraordinary, your singing voice. And so I'm glad to hear that you'll be pitching in on that as
well.
Thank
you very much. I sang professionally in Seattle for quite a while. I was with Seattle Opera Chorus for a little while. That's when I was a high soprano. So I did get my chance of doing some entertaining in Seattle. Came here basically to retire and found it necessary to come right back out again and do this. So it's really nice to do it on my own time.
Did you realize how vibrant the arts and culture were when you decided to move?
I certainly did not. I did not at all.
Okay.
I started out bartending at the Cannery Cafe, as a matter of fact, and they had their share of music coming in and out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But slowly, when I started doing tours, now I do tours when the cruise ships come to town, also on the paddle boats. So that gets me to know the community a little bit better also. And I've also raised money for the gay community in Seattle for many, many years. So I have my share of fundraising under my belt, and that kind of floats my boat. So I really got involved really, really a lot more with the community here. I really like it.
Absolutely.
Here.
But yes. I saw you. And of course, if you, I should say, when you see Dita, once you see her, you will never forget her because she has
the hair.
Yes. She has a unique hairstyle that will, you'll see her across the room and you'll say, I know who that is. So, and you'll just see her popping up everywhere. So, the idea that this is the second annual, do you think it's going to be kind of
I think we're going to try and do this most every year.
Wonderful.
Absolutely, yes.
Wonderful.
There's so much to see in this town. We want to make it available as much as we can.
Well, I love the fact that the Liberty Theater Readers program is on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Right.
And now, again, back in the old days, could be 10 years ago even, maybe even 5 years ago, Wednesdays and Thursdays were kind of quiet.
Right.
Nothing is quiet around here anymore.
No,
every
it's
night
not.
There are at least five events you could be taking care of. Some of them are meetings, gatherings, rehearsals, and some of them are cultural events. But it's wonderful to have this in the middle of the week, so one can take advantage of it and at the same time use the weekend
right,
as well.
For traveling and
so
such.
It's at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
On this coming Wednesday,
correct,
which happens to be December 6th, and then Thursday the 7th, and then the following week, the 13th and 14th, and Friday night the 15th, which is terrific.
And those are all $15 tickets.
Okay.
And we
We don't do prices, but I know why it's important to do that, because there was a little bit of an experiment.
Yeah.
And it turned out not to be necessary.
Correct.
People are understanding how fantastic the Reeder's Theater is in this town. We're so happy to see Sen revitalize it. We used to have a very, long before your time, Edna mm-hmm. Packard started a Reeder's Theater that was terrific, and Susie Brown kept it going, but it's always good because some people have no idea what
well,
it is.
Well, if you're interested in being part of that too, drop by the office down there where Sen is selling tickets, usually the last half of the week. He's there till about 5:30. Drop off your name and tell him you'd be interested in being part of a production like that. He's always, good. You know, and that helps him come up with another, a larger cast, for instance, too. So if you are interested in doing that, drop on down there and tell Sen you and give him your phone number, and
excellent.
Perhaps you'll be part of that too.
Excellent.
While you were saying too, we have our Christmas concert coming up on December 11th, is on a Monday night, and that is for our Q Center Choir, which is our third year going strong. We have about a dozen members this year. We also rehearse at the Liberty Theater on Monday nights. We usually take January, February off and start back up here for Gay Pride, which is coming up in June. So we have two major concerts we usually have, is Gay Pride and our Christmas concert, which is December 11th in the big theater at the Liberty.
Oh.
We get to use the big grand piano, and Vincent Centeno is going to come down and play for us. And also Julia Child is going to be making an appearance also and teach us to make some fruitcake. So please come on down and enjoy our fabulous, fabulous Christmas concert. It is not a show you want to miss, truly.
I can see that. What time is it?
That starts at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on the 11th.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We'll see if we can get that on the calendar
in
as
the
well.
In the big theater. Thank
remind
you.
Remind you next week as well.
Yep.
Isn't what a town we have. And that's
a
on
town.
A Monday night,
yep.
So it doesn't compete with anything else happening.
Nope.
Now, I wrote a note here, but I'm not sure. I wrote early 19th century carols. Is that...
We do.
Do you mix them up?
We've mixed them up quite a bit. In fact, he's also we've chosen a theme. Sen and Cavo and I are both co-directors for that choir, and we are doing early 19th century. But he's also picked the theme of fruitcake. So you're going to get a lot of different smatterings of different types of music during that concert. Also, right before it, we're going to have a little bit of a entertainment as far as locals coming to entertain for us right before we have the second half will be the Christmas concert.
Okay, and do we have to like fruitcakes and eat them?
No, but Julia okay. Child
oh,
is not
she'll...
one that you would like to miss.
No,
trust me,
I'm
this
sure.
is going to be really, really okay. an event.
A lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much, my guest,
absolutely.
Vita DeAngelis, and she is, again, talking about lots of things going on right now. And put on your calendar the one that you created at the beginning of the show. Wednesday and Thursday this coming week, that's the 6th and 7th, and then the following week, 13th, 14th, and 15th, 7 p.m. at the McTavish Room, which means that you will enter through the 12th Street entrance, and that's right around the corner. You can't miss it. It's 12th and Commercial, and you can get your tickets in advance at the box office right now, probably, and you can call and ask questions or go online or on Facebook. Thank you so much, Dita.
Right on. Come see a ghost story for Christmas. Merry Christmas,
absolutely.
Everybody.
Absolutely. Okay. And I have a tune for you from Tinkstead and Rumble. And they are doing a couple of shows. They're going to be doing a show for the Water Music Festival or Water Music Society at the Inn for Harbor Inn at Harbor Village. And that is on December 3rd, which is this Sunday, from 2 until 4. And then also they will be performing the night before at the... where are they performing the night before? I'll tell you in a second. In Clatskanie at the Birkenfeld Theater. and that's at 7:30. So that's Saturday night. And then Sunday, the Inn at Harbor Village in Ilwaco from 2 to 4. Tingstead and Rumble, they're amazing. And what I've chosen to play is a little more traditional. But again, we're dedicating this show to today being World AIDS Day. And so this song goes out to everyone, to life. L'chaim. Oh, yeah. L'chaim, to life, to life, to life. And we wish that for all. So, my next guest is full of life because she is Tandy Rosenbaum from the Sou'wester. And it is I would say it's impossible, actually, to keep up with all that's going on there. Now, I've been familiar with the Sou'wester since before Tandy came, and I used to be able to follow along, everything fine and dandy. But anymore, it's like, oh, my gosh, what is happening? Not this week, not even today, but this afternoon, this evening, etc. So welcome, Tandy.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You bet. It's great to see you and to see Celestine looking just precious. What the heck is going on over there?
Oh, my gosh. Where to start?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I needed you to talk about it. I can't.
All right. Well, let's see. In general, we've got a great workshop, art workshop series. We have 28 unique and diverse classes that we're offering between now and the end of February. They are all really amazing and interesting and completely different from each other. So website is the best place to check. But they range from Let's Make a Sandwich, which is a discussion about how to build the perfect sandwich for menu building purposes from the makers of Bunk Sandwiches in Portland.
So we're talking real food.
Real food. Okay. It's a demonstration. Okay. And then the next week is the gut-brain connection. Again, food, mental health. And then we also have lots of writing, different really interesting writing and poetry workshops, visual arts, weaving, still life painting, yoga and Ayurveda for winter vitality.
Where do you do all of this?
We've got a couple places. Our Cozy Lodge is one place for smaller groups. And then our pavilion, which is now enclosed and heated, is
a nice
place that we're able to do to expand our wings a little bit, have some more space and some more infrastructure to hold our workshops. Some of them are outdoors when they're walks or bird watches or things. Mm-hmm. So we get creative.
Yeah. Well, I'm delighted to hear that the pavilion is now closed
it's
in.
It's been lovely.
Yeah. So do most of the people come from like Portland and afar and stay in one of the many possible, whoops, I just heard a little girl, in one of the, either the trailers or the cabins or the lodge?
I think our workshop series is probably maybe half-half local community members and also our guests. And so it's one of the ways that we're trying to kind of bridge the gap between visitor and local. And it's also, I should say, a lot of the teachers who teach have been artist residents, or they might be coming from Portland but drawing a local crowd, or coming from here and drawing a different crowd. So there's a lot of overlapping.
Right.
And
You just dropped that about artist residency. What's that?
Our artist residency program is reduced weekly rates for people who want to devote themselves to their creative pursuits. And this year we've expanded it to include some wellness offerings with the idea that supporting artists and supporting their art with health and beneficial juju, I guess, is going to clarify their vision and allow for truer creative expression. So we have yoga classes, a meditation, a sound bath, a juice bar from a great local coffee shop, Roots, a tea talk, which talks about herbalism and how to support ourselves.
How did this happen? When you, really?
You, why are you asking such hard questions?
you bought the Sou'wester.
About 5 years
about
ago.
About 5 years. Yeah,
five
that's
and a half,
right. You
yeah.
had your fifth anniversary some months ago. And did you already have this vision of growing it? You were connected with the Portland arts community.
A little bit, yeah. We, let's see, I guess the artist residency program was started informally by Len and Miriam Atkins, who were the previous owners. And so I think we slightly formalized it, and it just resonated with our community. People started coming. And so since then, we've devoted more time and effort into promoting it and into trying to, share it with more people. This year we founded a nonprofit, so we're actually official. now, and that's been good. I think it's going to allow us to accept donations if anybody out there wants to. but it is allowing us to expand. Yeah.
Do you ever need help, just volunteer? I remember in the early days, people would come and work on the garden or stuff like that.
Right. But
she's shaking her head, yes. Was that the memory or today as well?
We feel so supported and appreciated by our people who just love us. And so we get so much of that kind of help. But we are always... happy to accept more of it and to accept, you know, people's special skills in special ways. One thing that's really special is a lot of our guests leave us these really sweet little gifts. They're either like drawings or some, you know, characterization of their experiences or some just like completely off the wall, wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, back in when Len and Miriam had Sou'Wester for about 30 years, that was the case, too. You'd go into one of the rooms, and there would be this wonderful pen and ink drawing of the room itself where someone had stayed, or of the house or of the garden or something, or a caricature of Len and Miriam.
Right.
So anybody done that of you?
Not yet.
You're lucky.
I know, stay away. Actually, we're going to be displaying some of that stuff at our open house, which is December 29th. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. And it is celebrating the quincentennial of the building of the lodge itself. So we just realized the lodge itself is 125 years old. Mm. And we wanted to commemorate that with an open house so folks can stop by, check out the improvements we've made on the grounds and in our suites, cabins, and trailers, and also have a chance to see more about the wellness program that we've got and our other workshops. But we're going to have an exhibition of some of the historic stuff we can find about the lodge when it was the Grand View Hotel, also when it was under Len and Miriam's democratic rule.
So let me ask you now. I know bringing it closer to home, tomorrow, for example, you've got both a workshop and music in the evening. Is that true? So
yes,
what's
This weekend, actually, we have two workshops. One's our Coptic Stitch Bookbinding Workshop, which is a sweet bookmaking technique that can be used in all sorts of creative ways. And then the other one is creating a travel journal. Women who are teaching that class wrote this sweet, sweet booklet, wrote and illustrated a sweet booklet called An Eccentric's Guide to the Long Beach Peninsula.
Faye and Marilyn, and they're old friends. Actually, Marilyn's husband helped put KMUN on the air, Al Guerin from KBOO, and Faye and Marilyn. I have that book, and it's wonderful.
Yes. They came out last year, and for an
delightful.
Artist...
Delightful.
It's so sweet.
Just delightful.
They came last year and updated it during one of their artist residencies.
Nice.
And then that's where this idea of the workshop was born.
And then, and we don't give prices, but some are
very
independent.
Very reasonable,
And then you can just... But go online. What's the website?
Sou'WesterLodge.com, and under the calendar tab, there's a way to sort by workshop, wellness, music, all sorts of things.
And that's Sou'Wester. Online, you can forget about the
apostrophe.
So, and then tomorrow night, is that true? You have music?
We have music. Sons of Rainier is playing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're from Rainier, but they're a great band. We're excited to have them. I think this is their first time playing, so we look forward to it. That'll be at 8 o'clock.
There's stuff going on all the time. If you happen to drive in the neighborhood, this is in Seaview, Washington, and it's I call it 38th Street. If you just turn down 38th towards the ocean, you will see, and then you will discover that the parking lot is full all the time. I don't know where these people are, but they're from all over the place, and they're staying, and they're all ages, children, young people, and old folks like me. And it's just wonderful. I'm so thrilled that you took that fantastic building and also Lynn and Miriam Atkins' vision, and you just went bonkers with it. Just expanded it to the max, although it's not the max because you keep going. And creative people are so welcome there. And there's also an honor system. You can show your work there. You can buy work there. It's a magical place. So check it out again, Sou'wester Lodge, and join them and call if you have any questions or just find them online.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good luck. Yeah.
Let me just plug another upcoming event, which is our third annual Handmade Bazaar.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's going to be Saturday, December 16th from noon to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. We have some live music from Lindsay Feathers from 2 to 4. And there's going to be over 20 artists and makers. Everything is handmade and it runs the gamut from fabric, paper. We have some walnut ink producer who I love. All sorts of different things.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'd love to see you there.
That would be a great time to go and get a feel of the place, take a walk around, and find out. And do you still rent out space for like a wedding or things like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. We're always available for events.
Okay, great.
Yeah, call us.
Okay, Sou'wester Lodge in Seaview, Washington. Tandi, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for in the 5 years you've been here helping to expand and create so much more magic, and for bringing your Celestine with a name like that. Talk about magic. Shine bright.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay, folks, I still have one more guest, and I also have some music from my next guest, which is the Columbia River Symphony, right here on Coast Community Radio. Just tell you a little bit about what's happening. Well, we hear the music from the Columbia River Symphony. Tonight we have the Coaster Theater, A Christmas Carol. And again, I saw it last week and it was terrific. And the Astor Street Opry Company is opening their version of A Christmas Carol. NCRD in Nehalem has Beth Wood at 7:30, and tomorrow night she will be at a house concert in Arch Cape. Call me if you want that information. She's fabulous. I ran out of time to play her music, but we have been playing it all week. Hoffman has art, and they are doing stuff all week. That's in Manzanita, so don't miss them. And the Yoga Gypsy is tonight. Sand Trap, 3 for Silver, one of my faves. Cannon Beach Chorus has a Warrenton Christian Church concert tonight. Saturday is the Cannon Beach Community Church. And then on Sunday, they're at Nehalem Methodist Church. And that's all tonight. Tomorrow, Ocean Park, 10 to 5 Arts and Antiques, Astoria Library, What Makes Life Meaningful? We all need that these days. The Nutcracker, of course, you all know about the Nutcracker, 2 and 7:30 Saturday, Sunday at 2. Oh, I believe my next guest is the conductor for that. Oh, yes. And then the White Clover Grange, 3 o'clock has a winter Market, and Dots and Doodles and Art Loft and the North Coast Fix have an open house at Dots and Doodle. Lights have their winter bazaar tomorrow, 11 to 5. The Bayside Singers, we heard about. And then Ilwaco High School has Holiday Follies, 6:30 to 9 tomorrow night. Peninsula Performing Arts Center, Anna Tivel and Jeffrey Martin, songwriters. And then the Bay City Arts Center has an art opening and a silent auction. Southwester, we heard about. Crab Pot Christmas, all the galleries in Ilwaco. Cannon Beach Arts Association are showing their needle-felted creatures at the Cannon Beach Historical Museum. And Seaside and Gearhart Art Walks. And on Sunday, the Fort George has a great group, Super Saturated Sugar Strings. And World Music Festival is featuring Tingsted and Ruble. Excuse me, Rumble. That's 2 to 4 on Sunday. And now, now that we've heard all your music, let me welcome to the studio Corey Peterson and Angela Kelvin Peterson. Hi, folks.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Corey, you look awfully familiar in that
spot. I know. I think it was here a week ago.
Yeah, you were here for something else. So it's again, what was it Betty Lou Krause called it in Colorado? The Salad, where they pull musicians and conductors and artists from all over the place. And in this case, we have musicians and teachers, both Corey and Angela, and then Corey is the conductor of several groups, including, as I just mentioned, the Nutcracker. Angela, are you playing in that too?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, violin.
I don't think he'd let you off the hook.
Yeah, no.
I don't think you'd
no.
Say, wait a minute.
No, you don't want to be off the hook. Plus the North Coast Chamber Orchestra.
There you go.
Okay,
yeah.
They played a couple of weeks ago.
We did.
And on the 9th, that's not this weekend, but don't think you're going to get off easy, folks, because next weekend is just as busy as this.
Mm-hmm.
But they're playing at the Liberty.
Absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. In the theater.
Yes, yes.
Okay, at 7 p.m. on Saturday the 9th, a holiday concert. And you have the Warrenton High School?
That's the Warrenton Middle School and High School choirs. We did this last year, and the venue was packed. I mean, they had to actually turn people away. So,
oh, wow.
And I think the excitement for this one is even more so. If you're into social media, you can see what's happening and talking to families and whatnot.
Oh,
not just from Warrenton, but Astoria all the way out to where I work in Jewell.
I think part of the draw to it is that it's a traditional holiday concert experience.
How does that warm. What does that mean?
Well, wonderful music, a huge variety of music, instrumental and vocal, and then mixed. And then the atmosphere is it starts it off just wonderfully.
I mentioned at rehearsal yesterday, we had our first rehearsal with the choirs, and they're behind us, and you got 60 kids singing. And then you
wow.
look in front conducting, and you have all the adults and all the youth in there as well.
Wow.
And I just look around, and I keep thinking, you know, it's an absolutely community event. You have
absolutely.
Kids doing the flyers and the programs, other people volunteering
Beautiful.
Of all ages.
Okay, now, and what I read, apropos of what you said, Angela, I think on your web, it's what feelings sound like.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love that.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So now, Angela, you teach at Astoria Schools.
Yes.
And Corey, you teach in Jewell.
In Jewell. Mm-hmm.
So where did Warrenton come in on this?
Well, actually, one of my friends here is actually the band director of Warrenton, Michael McClure, and his wife, Amanda McClure. And we've actually switched. We were running out of rehearsal space. The orchestra was getting too large, so we were trying to find a venue that was going to be cohesive enough for us to keep everyone together, and also Warrenton kids were very interested in doing what we're doing. So we just said, let's move it to Warrenton, and that's kind of been the game for
it.
3 or 4 years. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
we
grew from 9 musicians. We're on our 10th year, and it was like a little hokey thing. We met we had to trick people to come to our concerts. I remember there was a rummage sale once, and I was like, "Oh, there's more stuff here." And then they got in, and I was like, "It's a free concert, and you have to stay." But now
you have to turn them away.
We have up to 75
musicians.
At the most, at some seasons, yeah.
So you started, let's remind folks, you started as a youth orchestra.
It was just going to be a casual Saturday thing to do.
But we couldn't get the adults to go away.
The adults said, God, this is fun.
And then it morphed into a side-by-side. And I think it's at the point now where, you know, there's places where the youth are helping the adults, and then there's places where the adults are helping the youth, and it's wonderful. It's like a great positive group.
It's the way the community needs to be. Yeah. It's all of us working together, all ages and backgrounds, and the love of music. Yep. And if you don't play music, then you get to listen to the music.
Yep. Yes.
And also, I love that vision you just presented of the adults in the orchestra, the kids in the orchestra, and then all these singers. Now, when you're conducting, are you conducting the choir as well?
Well, I'm conducting the orchestra. There's not enough room to put the choir in the back on the stage of the Liberty, so they're behind me. And then Michael McClure, the conductor of Warrenton for the bands there, and the middle school choir is going to be conducting. So he'll be on the floor, and he'll be watching me, and I can't see him, but we're going to try to work as best as we can.
So now, are they standing on the ground?
They'll be on risers that are put on the ground in front of the stage.
Okay. It's just like a huge mass of music in front of you. It is wonderful. I do want to say one more thing.
Please.
So we got this thing going with musicians where there's old and young working together. We also have opportunities for people who do not play anymore to come and help out with the board. And we just want to open it up to the whole community. We're not just focused on the music community. We're focused on everybody. Mm-hmm. So if you have a skill, like if you're an artist or if you can schlep stuff, then we need you. We need everybody. And it doesn't matter who you are.
How do people get hold of you? Because if you need schleppers, then you can involve everybody.
Well, we're continuing to look for exciting, people who are excited and full of ideas. I mean, we're excited, as you can tell already.
Yeah.
But go to our website, ColumbiaRiverSymphony.org, which is a brand new website, which we're very, very, very excited.
And it looked great.
Yes.
Yeah, I checked it out.
And
congratulations.
Even Facebook, and you'll see phone numbers and emails. It's not hard. If you really want to do something to help us, you can find us.
And we will find something for you.
Yeah.
We would love anybody.
This is one of those. We don't turn anyone away.
No
shoes. No shirts. You still get service. Okay, now, folks, remember the concert. After all of this excitement, there is a concert, and that is on Saturday the 9th at 7 p.m. at the Liberty Theater. It's the holiday concert of the Columbia River Symphony and the Warrenton High School and Middle School Choirs. And from what they just said, I highly advise you to get there early.
Very early.
So that you can get in and you can get yourself a seat. And those of us, anybody who goes to things, whether it's in a little ballet theater or whatever, when there are children involved, you get the whole mishpacha. You get the whole family and the neighbors and everybody else. So they're not bluffing. It's for real. Right. Okay, ColumbiaRiverSymphony.org.
Yeah, come help us start some holiday memories and some holiday traditions in this community. So that's our goal.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And on the website, I'm sure they'll tell you about some of the other magical things they've done, because I can vouch for that. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And Corey Peterson from the Columbia River Symphony, and lots more.
There's a road. There's a long road. There's a long black road back to your heart. Might as well make a start.
This is the Super Saturated String Band. They're going to be at the Fort George on Sunday night. Don't forget, if you want more information on what's happening, you can go to coastradio.org, events, and see everything, or call me after the show. I've got a list that is overflowing the page. Thanks for being here, folks. Remember, today is World AIDS Day. Think about folks.